This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
We can't even love God until we settle the issue that He loves us. You hear people going around talking about, oh, how much I love God, how much. Until you settle the issue that God loves me, you won't even be able to love Him, because we love Him because He first loved us. But if you don't believe the love that He has for you, you're not even going to know how to love Him, more or less love your neighbor.
Are you ready to come home? Grace Life Conference 2024, the reunion is coming. Creflo and Taffy Dollar will be joined by special guests Andrea Creighton, Gregory Dickow, Bishop Clarence McClendon, Inky Johnson, Michael Smith, Hezekiah Walker, and Brian Courtney Wilson, July 11th through 13th. Don't miss this experience that includes our annual Mentality and Ministers and Leaders Conferences. Text Grace Life to 51555.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
We've been in this series on owing no man nothing but to love him, and learning how to pay the debt of love. Let's begin there in Romans chapter 13, verses 7 through 8 in the NLT. Romans chapter 13, verses 7 and 8 in the NLT. And today I want to talk to you and ask the question, can you afford to pay this debt of love? Can you afford? Are you equipped to pay this debt of love? What does it look like, paying this debt of love? I mean, there's got to be something to this, because every time we saw the debt of love being paid, we saw some supernatural power being released. We saw iron swimming with Elijah. We saw the oil with the woman who had her two sons, and the oil wouldn't stop until all the vessels were filled. We saw the tax for Peter and Jesus in the mouth of a fish. We saw a multitude being fed. And I know often people look at those great miracles and they wonder, what is it that caused this to happen? And over the years, when we hear the Holy Spirit, we've fallen in love with power, and we forget that about the power, which is love. We have a love for power and not the power which is love. So today, I pray that your ears are anointed to hear. I believe that this will take you over into the supernatural. We are children of the supernatural. Praise God, have mercy. And I thank God that we're going to start walking in that. So let's get into this thing today. Verse 7 and 8, he says, give to everyone what you owe them. He says, of course, in the natural, pay your taxes and government fees. Pay those who collect them. He says, give respect and honor to those who are in authority, whether they're Democrat or Republican. He said, give respect or honor. You're not supposed to be fighting over that. Give respect and honor to those who are in authority. Owe nothing to anyone. King James says, owe no man nothing. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. So when you pay all your debts off and you fulfill all your obligations financially and in the natural, there is a debt that you will never quite pay off. You'll never stop seeing, and that is the obligation to every human being to love that person. And the Bible says, if you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of the law. So we should owe no man anything except love. Why? Because love shows the world who God is. That's the only way you can show the world who God is. Not the fantasies, not the, you know, the circus acts, not how you sound when you pray. Love shows the world who God is. Not how you preach, not how many scriptures you know. Love shows the world who God is. And verse 8 says something that oftentimes we skip over, but I want to deal with this. Verse 8 says, loving another, one another, has fulfilled the law. And the question I ask is, in what way does love fulfill the law? Listen to this carefully. Where love is, the things which the law forbids, where love is, all the stuff the law says not to do, where love is, all of the things that the law forbids won't occur. They don't occur when love is there. When you love your neighbor, you put the law out of work. When you love your neighbor, you put the law out of business. And that was his intent. His intent was, you don't move into the New Testament trying to fulfill the law. What he says is, do what I tell you to do and love one another. Pay that debt of love. And when you love your neighbor, you put the law out of work, because there's nothing for the law to condemn. Oh, my goodness. You can pay off your house, you can pay off your house loan, but you can never come to the point of saying, I have loved enough. You will never come to the place in your life of being able to say, I have loved enough. And so here's what we want to figure out today. And I love digging around in the scripture. I like taking a toaster apart to see how it works. I want to take this thing apart today, because supernatural love always produces supernatural results. Supernatural love always produces supernatural results. And I don't believe that we should be called children of the supernatural and never encounter any supernatural. But the key is in this subject right here. So, let's get into it. I want to say this, and I don't want you to forget this, somewhere right in your Bible, that love is the power to be transformed. What love does, somebody says, well, what's the power of love? Transformation. The power of love, it transforms. It transforms. Now, I want you to pay attention to this, because I believe this is the key to something. John chapter 13, verse 34 in the NLT. Let's read this. John 13, 34. I want to read it first, and then I want to set up where we're going here today. Paying that debt of love. Can you afford to pay that debt of love? He says, so now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Now watch this very carefully. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. So he is saying, me being able to love you, me being able to pay this debt of love, is going to be based on how I've received his love. And I know a lot of people who don't believe that God loves them. And he is saying that you are not equipped to love anybody if you don't believe that God loves you. And this is what Satan is working on 24 hours a day, trying to convince you that God doesn't love you. And so if he can convince you not to believe that God loves you, you're going to have a difficult time paying the debt of love to somebody else, because it's going to be difficult for you to love somebody else when you don't even believe that God loves you. So the issue is, if you don't believe that God loves you, then how can you pay the debt of love to others? And that is a daily attack. It is a daily attack in the life of the Christian. Satan wants to convince you God does not love you like you heard. And you will pause and hesitate on paying the debt of love, because you're not quite sure that God loves you. And we need to settle this today. Go with me to the book of 1 John in the King James, 1 John chapter 4 and 19. Let's read a couple of scriptures. 1 John chapter 4 and 19. Oh my goodness, I mean literally 42 years and I know the exact location of the power. Yeah, somebody said, it's the Holy Ghost. No, the Holy Ghost, the first ministry of the Holy Ghost was love. The first thing he did when he came into you was pour love into your life. That's the first ministry of the Holy Ghost. I told you I saw you out there laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. But it wasn't the hunger for attention that moved you to do that. You saw a person in their need, and you had to respond with the power you knew about on the inside of you. 1 John 4:19 says this, we love him because he first loved us. Now here's another issue. We can't even love God until we settle the issue that he loves us. You hear people going around talking about, oh, how much I love God, how much. Until you settle the issue that God loves me, you won't even be able to love him, because we love him because he first loved us. But if you don't believe the love that he has for you, you're not even going to know how to love him, more or less love your neighbor. So the issue is coming down to, how much do you believe that God loves you? And I mean, you got to believe he loved you when you up, when you down. You got to believe he loved you when you're doing good, when you messed up. You got to believe he loves you when you in doing good behavior or bad behavior. When you just messed up, missed the mark, slid into sin, you still got to believe God loves you. You got to get right out of the sin and say, he still loved me, devil. There's something about this. And then we move to 1 John chapter 4 and 11. And y'all know how I like laying these foundations, man. When you build a, you got to build a big house, you got to build a big foundation, man. Look at this. 1 John 4 and 11, back up there, he says, beloved. Now, don't forget that word, because that's the word the enemy's trying to change. He's trying to take that from you. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. You see it again. If you are doubting God loves you, then your ability to pay the debt of love to others will be greatly hindered. And I love the way he started this. He's saying, I'm calling you beloved. I'm calling you beloved. That is not going to change. I'm calling you beloved. The day you got born again, you were accepted into the beloved. I'm calling you beloved. And I'm not saying you have to qualify to be beloved. When you accepted me, you qualified. I accepted you when you accepted me. And I accepted you into my beloved. And no devil in hell can change that. He can try to convince you to change that. Why? He doesn't want this debt to be paid, this debt of love to be paid. Beloved. Now, let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. Is everybody with me? I want to make sure I don't go too fast. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 through 6 in the King James. Ephesians 1, 5 through 6 in the King James. Lord, 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 speak out of my mouth today, Jesus. Having predestinated. So this is something he did before you got here. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of his children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. He said, this is what pleases me, so I'm gonna do it. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. He made us accept it in the beloved. You didn't qualify to be accepted. You didn't win some race to be accepted. It wasn't because you were now good enough to be accepted. You were predestined to be accepted. He made his mind up to accept you as his beloved before you accepted him. You're his beloved. When you was out there raising hell, trying to be cool, acting like a fool, he had already, before you were born on the earth, made his mind up, because it pleased him, that he was going to accept you into his beloved
before you even got here, and you was acting crazy, and everybody thought, ain't no way in the world this boy gonna get to heaven. And one day, God Almighty showed up, and he showed up with so much goodness, you started changing your mind about God, changing your mind about church, changing your mind about the Bible. Next thing you know, you were on your knees, forgot how you got there, and you accepted him, and he had already accepted you. You are his beloved. Say that out loud. I am his beloved. So God wants us to know that we are deeply and greatly loved. We are God's beloved, which means that you are the one loved by God. Say out loud. I am the one loved by God. I'll never forget this testimony I heard. Well, this gentleman who used to work in an insane asylum, and the people were gone. I mean, they were expected to be there for the rest of their lives. And he was instructed by God the counseling sessions were nothing. I mean, they just didn't hear anything. He was instructed by God to just bring them in one by one, and he just started singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And then one go out, another one come in, he sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me, and that's all he did. And then something very supernatural started happening. What was never supposed to recover in all of these patients start recovering. May the Lord help me, Jesus. And so one day, one of the first patients came in, and he started singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And they said, for the Bible tells me so. Every one of those patients who were never supposed to be discharged got healed, delivered, and discharged into a normal life. And all he did was sing, Jesus loves me, until they started saying, Jesus loves me. And the power of love released supernatural power to deliver them out of something that the world had condemned them to. There is power in our midst that we have been ignoring. And today I want to bring your attention to the greatest and most powerful thing of all times. We've heard about it, we've heard sermons about it, and we've sang songs about it, but it is the love of the Almighty God. Amen. The supernatural will be released for those who will realize that they are God's beloved. The supernatural will be released for those who realize that they are God's beloved. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? That just by realizing that you are God's beloved, the supernatural is going to be released. Now, the supernatural is not some circus act. It's God on your natural situations turning it around. Oh. It's God super on your natural, and stuff that's not supposed to naturally happen happens. Glory be to God. It could be something so small as, I don't know what to do in the natural. And then the supernatural gets on you, and not only do you know what to do, but you know five different ways of how to do it. Y'all don't hear me. That's what's getting ready to get on you. That's what's getting ready to get on your house. That's what's getting ready. The more you sense God's love for you, the more you'll notice good things happening in your life. The more you sense God's love for you, the more you begin to notice good things happening in your life. How many of you want to see some good things happening in your life? I believe that you will enjoy the blessing of God when you realize how much you are loved by God.
Look at this. And with most folks, this is too small. We busy talking about the fifth dimension of the anointing and the third dimension of prayer. It don't take all of that. I'm saying to you, believe the love that God has for you. Okay, Ephesians 3, 14 and 20 through 21 in NLT. Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. You know I'm hammering this in. That's all you're gonna be thinking about none today about except how much God loves you. Yeah, this is something getting ready. Something happening to you right now. Something's permeating in your soul right now. Glory to God. And you having some flashbacks. You're like, I know God loved me because look at what happened here, and look at what didn't happen here, and look at what's supposed to happen here, and look what got stopped here. And anything good that's ever happened in your life came from God. Hallelujah. It wasn't by your works. It wasn't by your manipulation of circumstances and situations. All good and perfect gift comes from the Father, which is above. So you can go back and count the blessing, count the goodness. That was God trying to get you to recognize, you are my beloved. I love you. Praise God. Watch this now. 14 through 21. He says, when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, you can't tap God out. You can't tap God out. God is love and you can't tap him out. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you. He will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. All right, so the Holy Spirit, you know what he came to do. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts. I don't think you understand. See, God is love. Holy Spirit poured love in your heart. Then love came and decided to make his home in your heart. You got supernatural love all on the inside of you, right? Then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust him. See, there it is. I got to trust that, see? He says your roots now will grow down into God's love. And in God's love, rooted in his love, he'll keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as God, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep is his love. Oh, glory to God. May you experience. Now, this is the thing that we lack. We want to goo goo gaga with this love. We want to have an emotional kind of time with this love. But he says, may you experience the love of Christ. See, I'm talking about what's getting ready to happen, what's getting ready to come up next. You want to know what's next on the prophetic schedule? I ain't talking about all the doom and gloom and when the Antichrist coming and when the rapture coming. No, here's what's next going to happen, an experience of God's love. You're about to experience this love that's so high and so deep and so wide, and you're getting rooted in this love. And the devil wants to stop your roots from getting in this love, because if your roots get into this love, there will be an experience that will come from being in this love.
Jesus canceled the debt owed for our sins. Love is the currency of the kingdom, and that's what we owe now. Discover this and more in Creflo Dollar's three-part series, The Infinite Debt of Love. For a love gift of $20 or more for CDs, or $30 or more for DVDs, secure your copy today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore.
Your story is just beginning. The 2024 Change Experience Tour is where you need to be. Meet Creflo Dollar on Friday, April 26th at the Centennial Memorial Temple in New York, New York, to be renewed by the Word and reminded that you are made new in Christ. Your story isn't over. RSVP today. Text CHANGE 2024 to 51555. Visit CreflodollarMinistries.org or scan the QR code on your screen.
We must respond to the spiritual laws of God. A proven principle Taff and I have operated in for many, many years is the law of sowing and reaping. Now, when you sow into this ministry, you are sowing into good ground. Why? You see, your seed is not wasted. In fact, your seed is a twice-sown seed, meaning that it'll work in different places at the same time. Your financial seed goes toward helping hurting people, both globally and within our local communities. We thank God for your support.
You may support Creflo Dollar Ministries outreach missions by calling us or visiting our website. You enrich lives in ways you can't begin to imagine. God bless you.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art custom-designed app. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. Visit CreflodollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
We never want to assume that all of you are born-again Christians. Being born again is the key to experiencing God's promises in your life. It's the most important decision you can make. I want to say a prayer of salvation with any of you who would like to receive it right now. Receive the gift of salvation. Pray with me and just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that Jesus was the payment for my sins, that he was the sin offering, and I receive him as my peace offering. Jesus, come into my heart, save me, and today by faith, I receive you and declare that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.
The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.